Just a quick follow-up on radio. We'll get into this tomorrow. I just read this online. Are you aware of this DJ Mancow? You've heard the name before?
Well, I mean, he kind of ticked me off when I heard him talking about the guys out in Seattle. It was kind of like...
Sacramento, you mean?
Yeah, the guys in Sacramento. And, you know, he was... I think he's way out of line.
He's... I'll give you a 30-second bio on this guy. He was like us.
Right.
Doing shock radio, talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lost everything. Had to, like, do an Imus and recreate himself as a political guy.
Right.
He's most famous for... getting his hair cut in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
And stopping traffic and getting arrested.
Traffic. Here's what he has put out today. He has established a fountain of responsible radio. A foundation, of responsible radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants disc jockeys to stop doing voyeuristic stunts.
Okay.
And he's got some open letter to the industry. Hold on a second. It's just ridiculous. I mean, Jesus Christ, www.click. Come on, click. All right, we'll pull it up tomorrow.
Slow.
Gosh, everything is slow now. You know this?
I heard him on one of the news magazines, the entertainment shows, squawking about those guys, and I was like, he's a shock jockey, you know, a little hypocrisy there.
He couldn't make it. He traded it in now, and he's doing the whole political thing.
Right.
We'll read this thing tomorrow from his website where he's lecturing disc jockeys, for God's sakes, about what they should and shouldn't do. Listen, just do a good show.
Yeah, do a good show and shut up.
Okay, Eric, just do a good show, please.
Is that his real name?
Yeah. Hey, Eric Mueller, this is Mike Source.
Eric Mueller.
Why don't you, like, do what you used to do on your show?
Yeah, eat a bully stick. Eat the bully stick.
Because when you can't hack it, that's when you move to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And for God's sakes, don't be the guy who is famous in radio circles for stopping traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge and then say that we should stop our voyeuristic stunts.
Yeah, I mean, tell that to the people that you kept out of doctor's appointments on the Golden Gate that day.
Please, for goodness sakes. All right, well, enough on that. We'll follow up on that tomorrow. Last night, we saw it. Let's just come here. Is W here?
I think he's outside.
Bring him in.
Come here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about hypocrisy and radio and stuff. I'm just glowing after my incredible performance last night. And I just I heard you. I know you're always squawking about something, Don Geronimo.
You're getting good reviews for that speech last night.
I don't, no doubt about it. I'm a little disappointed. Carl pulled off. You know, it's the same drill every time we're going down to that. The room, you know, the ball, the big ballroom where I did the thing.
Oh, the rotunda.
Yeah, that's it. At the whatever your Mr. Nickel Words over there had it. It's we're happy. We're happy with the speech.
What were you happiest about?
We're happy about the reception that it got. I'm happy the way people took it.
A lot of people were sitting on their hands.
That's the people there. But overall, polling numbers are strong. We're happy. And I actually had to come to Carl today and said, you know, Carl always does the same drill every time. I write my own speech, have my own stuff that I want to say. He, you know, retools in and rearranges, and then they give this. But I brought a, you know, for your listeners, because I know I can speak honestly.
Oh, the real speech,
I just
right?
brought a page. I didn't bring the whole thing. Right. Carl would only let me have a... There it is. It's a page of actually the speech that I was going to give, and this is not the one they let me give, but this one I should give because it's the way I feel from my heart.
You got some wicked handwriting.
Well, Carl says I don't write well, and I say I disagree. I you know, I only funked that English class at Yale because I was going to Skull and Bones and drinking wine.
You know,
that's the only reason that happened.
You do your R's like the backward Toys R Us.
Well, it's just I can read them. As long as I can read them, that's all that matters, son.
And
all you have to do.
When you dot an I, you put a little heart on top of it.
I do that because it's just, it's when I used to write love letters to Laura. I'd actually put the, I was, all right, can I be honest? I was all coked up.
Okay.
You know, I was just, I was writing flowers and hearts and all that and green clovers. Lucky Charms, favorite cereal still. I love those cereals. Oh, man, that's great. Pink hearts, green clovers.
Are you aware
good stuff.
That I wasted about 20 minutes of the show today kind of defending you?
Attaboy, son. I'm glad you came around. I'm glad you're right-thinking America.
Let's see if you agree with
what I said. State of the Union is strong.
I said that basically you're a dope, and the people who voted for you should know that they put a dope in the White House, and now we should just follow you because you're the dopey president. You got a problem with that?
Well, not on the surface, son. I think that works fine. Works for me if it works for you. And you're saying nice things about me?
I was.
This is the real text I should have read.
Okay, here we go. All right,
this is the stuff they took out of my hands and said, Mr. President, you can't read that. I said, I know I can't read it. It's the way I should, though. It's what I should do. I should go down there and tell the truth.
Right,
so I wrote that. Well, it's just an excerpt here. Hold on. Let me go to page 3. Here's the one I'll read.
How many pages did you write yourself?
Well, it took me, I started writing it last February, and I wrote, give or take five.
Five pages.
And this is one of them five.
Okay.
Got it right here.
One of them.
I'll go down to chapter one, two, three, four. Here we go, four. Four. I want to say it like I did last night.
Please do.
For my countless distract. Oh, I got to start again.
Yeah.
I had to rehearse.
Do you want to get a running start?
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second. Three, two, one. For my gutless detractors. Who should crawl back under the rocks where they live. I say, die. Die, die, die. Die a thousand deaths.
Carl wouldn't let you read this, huh?
He thought it was too strong. I say, die. Die, die, die. Die a lot. Die a thousand deaths. For you are the bozos who don't know what it is to love freedom. My solid judgment has been responsible for super good times and a burger in every mouth and for the cowards and homosexuals who choose to attack my policies, I say, die. Die, 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 I repeat, a thousand deaths. I say, you are all fatheads who don't have a clue, probably, because you can't read good. And I say to all the detractors once again, as you are dying a slow death with ants crawling over your forehead in the middle of the desert where the honey of freedom has been sprinkled upon the bridge of your nose, I call on all my super smart supporters to shout down as loud as at a football game in his cheering outfit. Shout down all the brainless commies who dare to question my good deeds.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you.
Is that your, that's your phone.
Telephone.
Who is it?
She said she was going to bed early tonight.
All right. Do I get that?
Hello. George here. I didn't. Mama, you don't. No, I am fine. I'm on the Don and Mike show. It's the funny show. It's the funny show. It's the funny show. It's just like Jack Benny, Mama. It's, they do skits and sketches, and they have jugglers and all sorts of fun stuff, and it's good.
Tell her how good Mike is.
Yeah. Nope. Mother, I am not. Excuse me. Mother, I know he is not making me. Don, would you tell her, please go on the phone and tell Mama you are not making me the fool. She says you are making me the fool.
Do you like how I pretend to hold the phone up just like you do?
Go ahead. Nice. Talk to Mother.
Hi, Mama. I'll look right now. Will you stand up for a second, sir?
Sure. Standing up.
Yes, he does.
Commander in chief, right in front of you.
Here he is.
Yep.
Your mom said that she knew you'd have that wet spot on your pants.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you for making me. Now who's making me the fool? I got to go. Yes, I am. Yes, I will bring you back something from Botswana. Thank you, Mama. Thanks so much. What do you think of my version? That would have told him what for, don't you think?
You should have gone with that last
Absolutely.
Night. Absolutely. Hey, we got to go to the Buzz News Hour. You want to hear? This is you. You are going to split a gut.
I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it. Tony Dungy. Oh, hold on.
I grew up in a middle-class family in the middle of America.
Do you know who that is?
Yep, bitch on wheels.
Listen to this.
I grew up in a middle-class family in the middle of America, and we believed in George Bush. I still do. I announced today that I'm fighting our soldiers. Let's talk about how to bring the right end to quality, affordable health care. How to end Social Security and Medicare. How to make us free of women's basic rights or children's basic health care.
Yeah.
I'll be holding live online video chats this week starting Monday. So let the one-sided conversation begin. I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Can you get me a copy of that? I have to get it right out to Shep Smith. Shepard Smith must have that before. Hello. Hello, Carl. I was not Carl, I read your speech when it counted. I'm on the show with Don Geronimo and the cunning mimic I like so bad. Yes. All right. I will leave post haste. Yes, I will. I will do that. I plan on doing it right now. Carl, you watch me. Thank you, son. Oh, man, he's all over my ass. God, it's driving me nuts. He said I should get out of here post haste, and I should also say a nice thing about the common newsman I hate so bad.
Say something nice about him.
What a lovely shirt. Thank you. Y'all take care now. Bye.
Oh, Carl, right I see.
This is the Don and Mike Show.